Leaders. Japan and South Korea. Friendlier at last. As the world economy fragments, two Asian democracies see the virtue in warmer ties.
Not long ago, relations between Japan and South Korea were dismal. Between 2018 and 2021, they bickered over compensation for Japan's abuse of Koreans as forced labourers during the Second World War. Tit-for-tat trade curbs and boycotts of goods followed. Intelligence sharing was put at risk. Fast forward 3 years and things are much friendlier. On May 27th, Yoon Suk-yeol, South Korea's president, and Kishida Fumio, Japan's prime minister, met Li Qiang, China's premier, for the first trilateral summit in 4 years. The two leaders held a similar gabfest with America's president, Joe Biden, last year, and are due to do so again in July. It helps that Mr. Yoon and Mr. Kishida get along far better than their predecessors did, but the newfound amity goes beyond personalities. It reflects a growing realization that, at a time when America and China are turning inward, the two export powerhouses have many interests and challenges in common. Like other countries, Japan and South Korea are figuring out how to navigate the ever-stormier relationship between America and China. Uncle Sam provides them with security in the face of Chinese and North Korean threats, yet China is their biggest trading partner. Both countries have a lot to lose should the superpowers turn their backs on global commerce. Their home markets are relatively small and, given their ageing populations, sluggish. Exports amount to 22% of Japan's GDP and 48% of South Korea's, well above the 12% for America. Less than a quarter of the sales of Samsung and Toyota, the most valuable South Korean and Japanese companies respectively, are domestic. Both companies are therefore firm advocates of global trade, and their heft in manufacturing supply chains means that together they can temper the worst instincts of the superpowers. Because America's industrial policy relies on luring East Asian chip makers, battery manufacturers, and electric vehicle firms to its shores, their lobbying could help limit the more protectionist elements of American trade policy. Although recipients of handouts from America's Inflation Reduction Act are barred from using Chinese graphite, South Korean battery makers recently wangled a 2-year reprieve. Japan and South Korea will also push back where their economic interests do not align with America's. Both have concerns about a more belligerent Beijing, but are keener than America to stay open for business. The White House would like them to implement stricter restrictions on exports to China of chips and the parts to make them, but neither is keen to hamstring its exporters in a huge market. And since Mr. Biden came out against Nippon Steel acquiring US Steel, Japanese and Korean executives have become more fearful that American protectionism will turn against them too. Perhaps as a consequence, Japan and South Korea are doing more business with each other, and links with Taiwan, another big manufacturer, are strengthening too. They have agreed jointly to build a supply chain for hydrogen. Firms including Samsung are setting up facilities in Japan. Taiwan Che, the chairman of SK Group, South Korea's second largest conglomerate, has even proposed a European-style single market between the two countries. A praiseworthy, if distant, ambition. The newfound friendship is fragile. A dispute is brewing over cross-border investment, with Japan pressing a South Korean tech firm to divest from a local venture owing to cybersecurity concerns. Mr. Yoon and Mr. Kishida will not be in office forever. Relations could sour again. That would be unfortunate. The Second World War ended nearly 80 years ago. Japan and South Korea are now fellow democracies in a dangerous neighbourhood. Their governments need to stop quarrelling about the past and work together in the present. Warmer ties would be good for them both. And and for the world.